Ken, KENMIZELL, Ken Mizell. Today's 6/12. He was born 1/29/63. Chief complaint, follow up of hypertension. Number one. Number two, increased weight. Number three, episodes of dizziness. Number four, I need my yearly workup done. Number five, I need my blood work done. Number six, he's off the atorvastatin. He's only taking lisinopril, so he's fasting today to check his cholesterol. Next one is dizziness off and on. Next number is family history of strong family history of hypertension, worsened in the past 2 years. This is a 59-year-old gentleman, married, airplane mechanic, works for Southwest Airline at Hobby, H-O-B-B-Y, airport. He travels every day to go down to work. He just married, he just celebrated his 35-year anniversary with his wife. They have children and grandchildren. Period. He only suffers from hypertension, his blood pressure has been pretty well controlled with the current medication. He's been out of medication, so his blood pressure is elevated slightly today. COVID immunization up to date. Oh, no, not up to date. Does not want any COVID immunization. May have had COVID, but he can't remember. Medication, lisinopril, 20 milligram. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgery. No surgery, no recent surgery. Social, doesn't smoke, he smokes, but he doesn't drink. He's an airplane mechanic. Family history, coronary arteries, there's no colon cancer. Positive for prostate cancer. PSA will be checked today. Allergy, sulfa. This is a 59-year-old gentleman in no distress. He's gained about 3 pounds since last visit. His review of system is consistent with history of fatty liver. EPH, increased triglycerides, history of leg pain related to mild PBD, status post-foot amputation on the left side, reactive lymphadenopathy, history of dizziness off and on, family history of stroke, history of LVH. And they need to be rechecked since they haven't had any ultrasound done above mentioned issues for the past 2 years. He weighs 207 pounds, review of system as above, by the way, 96%, 98, 16, 90, 161 over 85. Again, he's out of his blood pressure medicine, hence the elevation. He'll call us with the right reading when he gets home, and he's been on his medication for a few days. Heart positive, small positive, with two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows not eye because of the angiological non-focal, TMs are clear, no negative leg raising test, assessment number one, hypertension out of control, number two, hence the reason for LVH, number three, resume medication right now, number four, never go out of medication, increases risk of heart attack and stroke, next number is family history of prostate cancer, check PSA, next number is check cholesterol. He's not on any medication for cholesterol or triglycerides at this time. Next number is a lab work obtained. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows what looks to be mild stenotic lesions. Otherwise, no significant lesions noted. Next one is BPH as before. Next one is hypertension. Next one is increased family history of stroke compelled us to repeat his carotid ultrasound. Next was leg pain and arm pain related to his work. Next was no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number is BPH. Next was hypertension. Next was LVH. Next was meds reviewed. Next number is patient will be called regarding his results as soon as they're available. Thank you.